Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. Thanks for taking some time on your weekend here to invest in your relationship with Jesus. And this past Sunday, we wrapped up and finished our mission series, Well Known, where we've been looking at the longest recorded conversation that Jesus had in the Gospels with this woman from Samaria at a well. And each week we've kind of seen how one conversation can change everything. And I felt like this past Sunday was really the climax to that conversation, as you start to begin to see the power and the impact that one conversation can have. And just thinking back on not just this text from Sunday, but even the series as a whole, I felt like this idea captured it really well. And it's not explicitly stated in the text, but I think it's a conclusion we can come to after reading this entire interaction that Jesus had. And it was this idea, and this is what I shared on Sunday, is that when Jesus saves you, he also sends you. That when Jesus saves you, he also sends you. And I felt like this was something that that Jesus was wanting his disciples to see, and that he was wanting us to see. And what I mean by that is often, right, like we have people in our lives who see things that we don't quite see yet, you know? I think one of the humorous stories is, you know, in college, shortly after I became a believer, I was introduced to this idea of Christian movies. And being an athlete, there was Facing the Giants. I don't know if you remember that story as one of the earlier ones from the Kendrick brothers, and this Christian coach coming into this high school football team that had not been very good. But he saw potential in people. And there was this one athlete in particular where he had them do the death crawl. I don't know if you remember this or if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. But if not, he has this kind of leader on their team get down on his knees, and he's going to carry one of his teammates on his back. And normally they do this and they just think, oh gosh, I can only make it a few yards, or, you know, if you're really good, you can make it 30 yards. And so what the coach wanted to do was he really saw that there was more out of this player than what he believed. And so he blindfolded him, and he's like, man, I can't do this, coach. And so anyways, he has him blindfolded. He gets him down and he just starts having him go, and he can't see where he's going, but the coach sees it. He's encouraging him. Come on, keep going, keep moving. And he's going along. He's like, how much further? He's like, just a little bit further, just a little bit further. And he gets to the very end and he's like, man, I can't go any further. And he just collapses on the ground, and he has him take off the blindfold and has him look back. And he's, in essence, he's gone 100 yards the entire length of the field. And he just kind of tells him, hey, you have this kind of potential inside of you. You don't see it, but I do. And it just kind of began at that point, was this turning point for him. And I felt like for Jesus, this conversation was a turning point for his disciples, that he saw the mission in front of him. That's why he had to go through Samaria. He saw the impact that they could have if they would live on mission and see that there is no one too far from God. There is no one that is that Jesus cannot reach and save outside of his grace, that Jesus's grace is bigger than our sin. And Jesus wanted them to see that from the very beginning. And so when Jesus saves you, he also sends you. He wanted his disciples to see that he is saving people and he is sending people. And there are these three kind of points from that. One is because Jesus saves us, we've got a story to tell. That everyone who meets Jesus has a story to tell, right? She runs away. She leaves her water. In essence, this kind of symbolic act of walking away from her past to step into her future. Right, she was walking away from the things that she was ashamed of, and so now she was going to walk towards the thing that she will never be ashamed of, her Savior. Right, come see the man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ? You see, people may debate your beliefs, but they cannot deny your story. They may debate what you believe, and they may debate the Bible, and they may debate this idea, but what they can't deny is how your life has been transformed by Jesus. And that's what she begins to go and tell. And then Jesus wants his disciples to lift their eyes up, to begin to see what he sees, right? He says, yet there are 4 months and then the harvest comes. It's kind of this idea of within an agricultural kind of community that, you know, there's a planting season, and there is kind of this harvest season. And you plant, you wait, the crops grow, and then you harvest it. And it's kind of this idea that sometimes we fall into, man, I will get to that conversation later. It's just not the right time. We got to wait, or whatever he says. He says, look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest. And I can't help in that moment what Jesus is referring to. He says, look up and see over the hills that people are now coming to him from Samaria, right? The woman had gone in. She's telling everyone, come see this man. And they start to come. He's saying, look, guys, look, the harvest is ready. The fields are white for harvest. They are ready, right? And he talks about one sows, another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and now you have entered into their labor. That we all have a role to play, whether we are reaping what someone else has sown, or whether we are sowing and someone else will reap. Jesus wanted his disciples to see that the time is now, that we don't have to wait for opportunities. We just need to open our eyes to the opportunities already around us. God is at work. He is working everywhere. He's working in your school. He's working in your neighborhood. He's working in your life group. He's working right in the coffee shop that you go to on a consistent basis. He's working on the people around your kids' travel sports teams. We don't need to wait for opportunities. God is doing them all around us. We just have to open our eyes to see that the harvest is ready. We'll just find out where God is at work and let's join him. You see, we don't start the mission. We get to step into it, which is where he finishes this idea of multiplying the mission. You see, the gospel moves to people through people. And as this woman headed into town, many people started to come and believe in Jesus because of her testimony, right? Your story, what you have to share, can impact people's beliefs in Jesus. And then these Samaritans came out and many more believed because of his word. And here's what they said. It's no longer because of what you have said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world. The mission was multiplying as one conversation led to another to where people met Jesus. And let me ask you this question as we leave. How can people come to faith if we don't share our faith? How can people come to faith in Jesus if we don't share our faith in Jesus? And how does that happen? One conversation at a time. You don't have to convince people. You don't have to add activities to your calendar. All you and I need to do is to trust that the God of the universe is working all around us. He has good works prepared in front of us. Our role, our job, is to walk in them. To plant seeds or to reap the seeds that someone else has already sown. How can people come to faith if we won't share our faith? Whether that's with your person in your workplace, whether that's with your children, a family member, close friend, or whether that's by you and I signing up for a trip and going overseas to go and tell others about Jesus. But friends, we don't have to go overseas to share our faith. We can do it right here and right now. God has a mission for us because when Jesus saved you, friends, he also sent you. So let's live those sent kind of lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as I think about this mission that you've entrusted to us, God, to go and to share the good news of Jesus to everyone everywhere. God, would you help us to see the opportunities, lift our eyes up to see, God, where you are at work so we may join you in that. God, would you help give us courage, God, to share about our faith. So people can see the one with whom we have put all of our faith in, Jesus. And so God, help us to see, reveal to us, God, where you are sending us so that we may go into the white harvest, God, believing that you are at work and we will see the harvest in front of us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Why don't you take a moment and pray?